a very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Life Talk on Friday, April the 9th, 2021. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, and I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C., where today we'll be looking at a variety of issues, starting with the COVID-19. Seeing that yesterday the Minister of Health recorded 68 new cases and one death, bringing the total number of cases to 37,052 and the deaths to 1,532.
And we also see that the Minister of Health has also published that the COVID-19 program, a vaccination program currently underway, which is in its second phase, has actually been able to vaccinate 166,543 people to date. So these are some of the issues that we'll be looking at. And we'll also be looking at the breaking news coming out of Britain, Star, where we've seen that the husband of Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, passed on today at age 99. So we'll be taking a look at his obituary to see what contribution he made in Britain, remembering that Britain was also one of the colonizers of Zimbabwe. And we saw in 1980 Prince Philip's son, Prince Charles, coming into Zimbabwe to collect the British flag.
Yes, and we also have a variety of guests who will walk us through all these, including our political activists, you know, and British residents, Zimbabweans in the UK, who can also will also weigh in on the issue. That's what we'll be looking at.
Yes, sir. Before you go into vernacular style, let's take a look at what is happening in Britain currently, where we are seeing that, you know, Prince Philip is being remembered at the moment. So let's go over to that video and just see what is going on. Just talking about his obituary.
He was a man of the times, the rock behind one of the most extraordinary
monarchs Britain has ever had. Philip Mountbatten met Elizabeth while he was a naval cadet. She was a shy princess. They married in 1947. When she became queen, he found it very difficult to give up his naval career, says Philip Ead, author of the book Young Prince Philip.
He'd been an extremely successful, extremely highly regarded naval officer in the British Navy. And he was tipped for the very top. He was tipped to, you know, become head of the Navy. And so to have to give that all up in order to become the sort of second fiddle to his wife, you know, he was a very overtly masculine character and not one who was going to take easily to this sort of life of walking a couple of paces behind the Queen.
When asked in an interview what he thought of his role, Prince Philip replied, "I don't."
He grew up with a very strong sense of duty, and he realised that his duty was first and foremost to support the Queen in her work. And that was really by far and away his most important. How he saw his role, that was really at the top of the list.
Over seven decades, Prince Philip navigated the highs and lows of a royal family permanently in the public eye, including the death of Princess Diana in 1997.
That's what we've been doing.
Prince Philip was known for his wry sense of humour.
You're now seeing the world's most experienced pluck on there.
Which came in handy whenever he had to brush aside any suggestion of his role as a secondary figure. He once said his best speech was in 1956 when he opened the Summer Olympics with eight words, "I declare open the Olympic Games of Melbourne." His jokes on occasion caused offence, but he had a serious and lasting effect on the monarchy, pushing it to change with the times.
That's something Philip has always saw for himself, is this idea that the monarchy must evolve. For example, he was very pro having the cameras in for the Elizabeth II's coronation in 1953. You know, he was one, you'd think because of his overall reputation, he'd be one of the people who was quite conservative. But actually, no, he saw television as the future. People want to see more of their monarchy.
Prince Philip retired from official royal duties in 2017. A year later, he was involved in a serious car accident while driving near the royal family's country estate at Sandringham. His last public appearance was in July 2020 at Windsor Castle. Fulfilling his roles as consort and father, Prince Philip's effect on a 1,200-year-old institution is a monarchy more visible and relevant to its people, a legacy he forged from his place two steps behind. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News,
VOA News. London.
We are seeing there an obituary of Prince Philip, so we are going to be taking a look. We have guests that are actually from Britain, but before I do that, let me bring up my co-host, Star, so we can go into just introducing the show again.
Well, yebo, we are Swagala Marvelous. Lapho ke besibona umfanekiso oqotshiwe otshengisa ke esingathi thina Duke of Edinburgh, ngabe sikhosini phela labo obethetheke indlovukazi yakhona ngale uQueen Elizabeth kwele Bhilithani. Ngakho ke lapho ke bebechasisa ke ngembali yakhe ukuthi ube ngumuntu onjani, lo ukuthi uhamba njani, sibonile labantu ababo lezizukulwane zabo lokuthi wayengumuntu onjani, lokuthi wake waba sengozini yemota kwezinye isuke eminyakeni edluleyo, ngoba ngisiyakhumbula ukuthi wayefuna ukube lokhu etshayela imota lanxa esemdala. Njalo sizakhuluma, sibonile ke sitshelile njalo ngokwe-COVID-19 ukuthi ye kukhanya amanani abantu asebethola leli gcikwane asefuna ukukhuphuka njalo-ke, njengoba sekule 68 new cases yebo phela amachumi ayisithupha lasitshiyangalombili njalo kuloyedwa-ke obhubhileyo. Kodwa-ke sizakhangela njalo okunye okuninginingi. Sizwile njalo ukuthi umbiko ongamhle kangako ukuthi ezikolo e-boarding school eMzingwane eseMatabeleland South kube labantwana kulabantu abangu-55 amachumi amahlanu lanhlanu abatholakale belegcikwane le-COVID-19. Njalo kulesinye njalo isikole e-Second Heart lamhle sizwa kuthiwa labo batholakale bele COVID-19. Sibonile phela ukuthi izikolo zivuliwe, kutho ukuthi mhlawumbe amanani abantu abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane asezakhuphuka njalo. Sizabona-ke kusiya ngokuya. Kodwa-ke silezi phathamandla lapha ezijiyeleyo esiyabe sixoxa lazo, njengoba sike sakhuluma nje ngokweBhilithani abesikhosini. Silaye umnumzana Tifa Dube ohlala kulelo lizwe ozasitshela ngokuthi abantu khonale bathini, lokunye nje laye ukuthiyele imbono yakhe. Njalo sizaphatha ezombusazwe ngamafitshane. Silaye umnumzana Velile Moyo webandla leMthwakazi Republic Party, sibonile betshengisela izono, laye-ke uzasitshela ngokunye okuchiyeneyo. Marvelous.
I thought we were going to just ask him on the situation in Britain right now. Difa, in the UK, if you can just give us your take before I pull you down and bring it
back. Yes, you can go ahead, Difa. What's happening there?
Okwangathesi okusho ukuthi abantu basazama ukuthi bazwisise njengoba isifo lesi kusaseyinto esanda kwenzakala. Kodwa-ke njalo singakhohlwa ukuthi kusase-lockdown, njalo okwenza ukuthi abantu noma befisa ukwenza ama-gathering bengenelisi ukuthi bayenze ama-gathering, ukuthi mhlawumbe bavalelise noma bakhale bendawonye mayelana ngesifo lesi sesivelile esika-Prince Philips. Kodwa-ke ngokunjalo basesebaningi futhi njalo abanye abanemibuzo eminingi ngendlela uPrince Philips ayenza ngayo izinto, noma ekukhuleni kwakhe kuze kufike lakathesi, indlela obekade phatha ngayo abantu, ikakhulukazi abalombala ongafanelo wakhe. So-ke kusase lezinto eziningi esenzakala, kodwa-ke ngaphezulu kwalokho, ikakhulukazi bona abendlu enkulu laphana abe-Buckingham Palace, abendlu kaPhini bayakhala kakhulu ngokuthi balahlekelwe ngubaba, njengoba sisazi vele ukuthi wonke umuntu nxa kubhike isikhathi sokuthi usulahlekelwe ngomunye wakho awukaze kwabe into elula, ngokuthi noma uyabe seguge kangakanani noma uyabe esilimu esinjani, kodwa-ke sonke isikhathi igepu yakhe iyahlala itholakala ukuthi ayivaleki. So yingakho-ke bayakhala kakhulu abendlu enkulu laphana kaQueen Elizabeth ukuthi uhambile ukhehla, kodwa-ke sasekuningi esesiza kuzwa okuningi kakhulu.
Yes, but what is the general feeling there? Are the people really grieving or they have mixed views? Since you also touched on accusations of racism and other sexism and other stuff.
I mean, the current situation, I cannot really say, because I mean, this thing is just like isanda kwenzeka. So there's still quite a number of things which abantu, well, okukhulu khona, because the royal family, it's an icon lapha kuleli lizwe lethu. So abantu ukugriva, definitely ukugriva baza the color, kodwa ke ngokunjalo kusase lama mixed feeling njengoba ngitshilo, ngoba kakhulukazi ukucasana ngokobuhlanga ebekade kuthengisa khona yibo bekade kungathi kwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi babe lokuzibuzabuza izinto eziningi noma lokuthanda kuza okuningi.
Siyabonga
mabele. Apo tikunzwa kubva kuna vadisa Dube vanova ivo vari muBritain vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pezviri kuitika pari zvino muBritain. Asi nhasi tine yatingati gango, sezvo pane zvikuru zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika uye kunze pari zvino. Saka tine vanyarikani vakawanda vari pano vachange vachikurukura nesu vachitipawo pfungwa dzavo pane zviri kuitika pari zvino. Tine vamiriri veMBC Alliance, vamiriri veZANU-PF vachange vari kuuyawo vachitiudzawo nezviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, tisingakanganwi kuti pasi rose pari zvino rakatarisana nedenda reCOVID-19. Regai timbounza mudariro vaGodfrey Kuraone veMBC Alliance uyezve naDr Simba Mavaza veZANU-PF timbounzwawo kuti ivo pari zvino vari kuona sei zviri kuitika nyanya panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika munyika pari zvino. Totsanga nemi vakuraone, tinoona pane zviri kuitika munyika zvakawanda pamusoro pekusungwa kwevanhu nevamwe vanoita zvematongerwo enyika, muri kuona sei zvakamira sei?
Kutanga handisi kuona dambudziko ringanzi mamiriro akaita nyika yedu yeZimbabwe haana kumira mushe. Chiri kuitika ndechekuti kune vanhu vari kutyora mutemo yenyika. Vanhu vatyora mutemo yenyika zvaita kuti vanhu vemapato anopikisa nevamwe vakasiyana siyana. But asi chiri kuitika ndechekuti kana munhu webato rinopikisa akatyora mutemo, nyaya yake inobva yashambadzwa zvakanyanyisa kupfuura vamwe matsotsi anotyora mitemo zvakasiyana siyana. Saka vatiri kuona vari kusungwa, vari kuendeswa kujeri nevari kunyimwa mari yezvibatiso haisi nyaya yematongerwo enyika. ZANU-PF haina chekuita nenyaya dziri kumatare. Hatikwanisi kumanikidza mutongi kuti atonge vatongera atinoda. Hatikwanisi zvakare kuudza mapurisa kuti asunge munhu kana mutemo uchinge wachikorwa. Isu tinongopindira chete kana dziri nyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Saka kana munhu achinge asungwa aiswa pamberi pedare redzimhosva, hurumende kana kuti mamiriro akaita nyika matongerwo ayo, ine yatingati pachivanhu maoko matatu kana mapato matatu anoti avo vanoona nezvemutemo, avo vanoona nezvemasimba enyika neavo vanoona nezvekana enforcement. Saka pane legislative power, malegislatures. Saka tikatarisa on those basis of those three arms of government. Government haikwanisi kuita zvese iri yoga. Saka ine maarms ari different. Saka the arms of enforcement yelaw kana in the hands of justice. Ati zvakaoma kana zvakaipa kuti munhu anenge asungwa nemhosva yake akuda kunana nzira kuti asvibise bato rakachena nekuda kwekuti aenda pamusoro pamberi pevatongedzi mhosva. Kutongwa mhosva hakureve kuti iZimbabwe yakutonga, asi watongwa nekuda kuti wachikora mutemo wenyika yeZimbabwe. Macustodians of our laws are within the Ministry of Justice or are within the justice system. So hazviratidzi kuoma kwenyika kana kuipa kwevatongerwo enyika. Zvinongoratidza kuti nyika yedu ine mutemo inoshanda. It's a functional judiciary.
Vakurawo neregai timboedza kuti tirako kunzwa here. Taurai tinzwi.
Mamu ndinzwa here?
Ehe, ya taurai henyu. Mamu kunzwa zvazviri kutaurwa navamavaza, munozviona sei?
Mutaura abva mukutaura ndinoona sekuti haana kuda kuva honest, haana kuda kumira pachokwadi maringe nezvenyika munyika yeZimbabwe. Tinozviziva isu kuti majudges ose emuZimbabwe, tinozviziva isu kuti vatongi vose vemuZimbabwe vane vanhu vanovaapoinda kuti vange vari pazvitsimbo izvozvo. Nokudaro havafizve vakatonga mitongo isingawirirani nevanhu vanovapa basa.
zoziva isu kuti vanhu vanotonga vanopuwa mainstructions from the office dzekumusoro ndorangarira inini pandakasungwa ndakatora nguva ndisina kutongwa tichizi takamirira mainstructions anobva kumusoro kumusoro kwavanenge vachibvira ndo kuvatongi vevatungamiri vezanup f ndo vanopa vanhu vanopa vanhu mainstructions ekuti mirai makadai zvoda kupa muenzaniso nhasi wezvinhu zviri kuitika munyika yezimbabwe mukadaisa johana mamombe ari mujere smira chimbiri ari mujere makombo haruzivishe musi unoyu wakapuwa 14 months mujere mhosva yakatongerwa nayo ndoona kuti imhosva isina kana musoro isina kana maturo yekunzi kwanzi wakarudza pembe asi muchaona kuti tinapitina prisila rikampumira ane mhosva huru chaiyo yehuori tina rete ruswaya ane mhosva huru ye6 kg dzegold dzakabatwa nadzo tinaobhadhara mwoyo ane mhosva huru yemari yakaba kuisikozeon but those people vari panze vari kufamba spot free asi munhu arudza pembe nhasi tinopuwa 14 months so muchaona kuti matongerwo edzimhosva dzemunyika yedu yezimbabwe handingati haasiri fair zvinotaka kuti kubvabuda mimba mani kana uchibva kuopposition ukaita chinhu chitokotoko iyotokwa semhosva huru senge munhu auraya munhu asi wachibva kuzanup f usina chawaita mhosva huru iyotokwa senge usina chawaita saka muchaonati matongerwo azvanhau dzemuzimbabwe haana kaitinoti fairness mairi hapana tinoti justice
Dr. Masimba Mavaza, I'll give you a chance to answer to what Mr. Godfrey Kurawone of the MPC Alliance is alleging before we go to stop.
Thank you. Mr. Kurawone, I sympathize with you and with your ignorance of the justice system. Kana pamakanzi panyaya yenyu muchitongwa takamirira vari kumusoro vatongi kana kuti vachuchisi vatinoti maprosecutors anoshanda neline of command anenge akamirira maorders from the attorney general's office or prosecutor general's office kana iyoyo haasi hurumende haisi zanup f prosecutor haaite decision yekuramba kukutongai yekukuendesai kumba kana yekukuvharirai asina kutaura kana consulting with his superiors in every job pane masuperiors aunoita consult with chepiri maunza nyaya yanasisiriya yamuri kuti vari mujeri vanasisiriya havasi mujeri but vari kuya kunonzi kurimand vakamirira kutongwa ini nemi tikatarisa tinonyatoziva kuti vanasisiriya vakaita hunubu humarapatsetsetse humbimbindoga uya hwekuda kungoramba vachipara mhosva vakapara mhosva imwe chete yakafanana kanopfuura kuita katanhatu munguva isingapfuure kuita mwedzi mitatu vachingopiwa chibatiso kana achinge achipiwa mangwana opara imwe mhosva vanga vakutorita basa rekupara mhosva yakadai kusvikawo vaakutaura kuti vamwe vatakupenga imbotitora imbotitorai semapenzi kuri kuda kuti nyaya dzisatongwa vatongi vedzimhosva ava havanei nemusangano uyezve chimwe chinhu chandoda kuti mudzidze vakurawo nechamanga makanganwa ndechekuti vatongi venyika vatiinavo ezvino izvi havaapoindwe nezanu vanotoenda kupublic interview kwoita mapublic interviews emajudges ndoo mutemo wezimbabwe hausati wachinja saka majaji atiinavo akasarudzwa nevanhu and tikada kuvafeya pakunyasvitaura pedu takamira kurutivi rwechokwadi vakurawoni vanhu vakaatenda maintervies emajaji aya vanhu vemuharare harare ine 75% support yemdc saka tinokudzai kuti majaji atinawo akatovhetwa akaintavhiwa nemamembers emdc ari muharare and unfortunately vanhu maintervies akaitwa muharare moga haana kuitwa kuzumba maramba pfungwe haana kuitwa kwamuzara bani saka majaji atinawo haana kana ruoko rwezanup f pavari vane ruoko revatongi kana revanopikisa uyezve chepiri mataura nyaya yana maimpfumira nyaya yana rushwaya inyaya dzakasiyana rushwaya ane nyaya yake yaakabatwa nayo haisati yapera pamutemo wezimbabwe inonzi constitution munhu woga woga ane kodzero yekupiwa mari yenu kuti abvise mari yechibatiso kuti aende agotongwa achibva kumba asi kana usati wapiwa mari kana kuti chimvumo yekuti ubhadhare mari pane zvinotariswa nemutongi kuti unozviita here kana kuti wakakodzera here kupiwa mari yechibatiso zvinoita kuti kupara kwako mhosva kuri pai kwakanyanya here vakurawo nemunoziva kuti mumwe wenyu webato renyu anonzi Job Scaler aitopembera achiridza pembe yebenzi kuti ini ndajaira kusungwa ndinosungwa ndichibuda ndichapara futi ndicharamba ndichipara zvamuri kundirambidza ndicharamba ndichiita muchindisunga ndichibuda kuratidza kuti munhu aakunanga mai uroyi nekuda kufadza vepanze saka ngatisasanganise matemberwo enyika nejustice saka vari kusungwa nothing to do with ZANUPF vane dzavo dzavapara dzingava politically but vanenge vatyora mutemo hatina apolitical court muzimbabwe tine justice court and that's what we have
regai ndikubatsei muromo ipapo vamavaza ndoti kuna vakuraone we look at this current situation that is happening in Zimbabwe. It's during COVID-19. What was your experience regarding COVID-19? What happens when somebody is actually arrested and is in jail?
Regai ndapindura sisi marvelous ndichengere 30 seconds kungo responda on zvakawana na mukoma wangu vakaitaura panapa. Ndoda kuti nditi tine constitution muzimbabwe vanofarira mutemo nokuziva chose tine constitution muzimbabwe and the constitution yezimbabwe it guarantees every citizen the right and the freedom of expression and the freedom of expression vanajohwana mamombe mhosva yamuti vakapara ini according to the constitution yezimbabwe haisi mhosva because addressing a press conference cannot be charged to someone kuti wapara mhosva because you are only practicing your constitutional right and the freedom of expression no mhosva ikuwana johwana and comparing the gravity of their case yari kunyinyirwa bail comparing it with nyaya yaruswaya yekuba 6 kg the gold comparing the gravity yekuadhesa press conference nenyaya yecorruption yavabhadhaya moyo comparing the gravity yekuita press conference necorruption iri kuitika within the system wezanupf muchaona kuti matongerwo enyaya idzi akasiyana zvichibva nokuti uri kubva mumba mamai vanhu and then ndobva ndaenda kunyaya yamataura sisi marvelous hurumende iripo iko zvinoizvi haina zvayati aita pari zvino kuti iadresse maissues ecovid-19 mumajere uchaona kuti unozotsvaka wega means dzekuti ukwanise kurarama usingabati chirwere but the government itself the prisons themselves hapana chavati vaita at the moment to address maissues ecovid-19 izvezvi right now uchaona kuti even vanoingirwa kuti mafamba panguva yecovid hauna mask uchaona kuti vanhu ivavo vazhinji vacho vari kutsurwa nyaya dzepolitics because ZANUPF each and every day they are addressing rallies of more than 200 people but no one is being arrested. ZANUPF every day vari kuita maparties vari kuita misangano but no one is being arrested. So there is a selective application of the law zvichibva nokuti iwewe uri mumba mani. So mukoma ava ndovati kana vari muzimbabwe ngavandiudze munhu wezanupf akaadresa rally akasungwa recently there was a rally in Kwekwe pavai display avanoshebundo there was a lot of people vakavaita vakaya kumusangano but no one was arrested no one was restricted kunzi musaita rally iyoyo vakaindira mberi vakaita but no one was arrested asi MDC alliance yavanhu vakangoungana vari 2 or 3 vakutosungwa kutonzi mabreaker macovid regulations so mutemo hauri kuitwa zvakanaka uri kuita kutarisa kunzi wabva kupi unotamba nani wabuda mumba mani.
Thank you very much there, Mr. Kuraone. I'm going over to you now, Star, so that we can bring your guest and carry on with the conversation. We're just discussing there what's happening in cases in Zimbabwe where we've seen some members of the opposition, as what Godfrey Kuraone of the MBC Alliance was just saying, that he feels, you know, the law is kind of biased. But then we had Dr. Mabaza saying, no, justice is justice. So that's the argument that was carrying on there. But over to you, Star.
Yes, thank you for unmuting me. Lapho ke besile siphathamandla, besile siphathamandla se-MDC, uMnumzana Godfrey Khurawone, lo we-ZANU-PF, uDr. Simba Mabaza, bebesichasisela ke labo ngembono yabo, ngoba uDr. uMnumzana Khurawone laye laphana ubechasisa ukuthi hhayi amalunga ebandla lakhe ayabotshwa mahlayana. Sibonile ukuthi lamhlanje nje bebemisiwe emthethwandaba. Abanye njalo abanye i-bail ruling yabo eyazibe khona ngomvulo, abanye njalo betheswa amacala ehlukeneyo. Okwakathesi joining us is our next guest, Velile Moyo of Mthwakazi Republic Party. Yes, we know you are a guest, although we didn't acknowledge you there with the other guests, but you also are one of us. And my first question is, you heard what the other officials from ZANU-PF and MDC said. What about Mthwakazi the Republic Party? Do you also feel your members are being arrested, seeing that there's some of them, nine of them are still in police custody?
Ngiyabonga sisi Thandekile. Bengibalale lapha bekhuluma uDr. Mabaza and then Lokura uZiwone. Ngiyezwa ukuthi lo bakhuluma politically kodwa bengavumelani kokunye lapha nalapha. Maybe ngakutsho ukuthi uDr. sike sakhuluma emalangeni adlule lapha ukuthi yena vele mayekhuluma ngisho vele ukhuluma le system, lokho kuyazakala ukuthi is defending the system. And then ye bese ngikhangela umfowethu lapha uKura uZiwone ukuthi probably he is speaking this thing, umbukhuluma lezi zinto ezikhuluma manje. Into lezi kudala zisenzakala, mhlawumbe bengakaziboni bona njenge-MDC. Kodwa thina abantu abasesigabeni esingapha eMathebeleland, i-systematic retribution le eyenzakalayo eza ngendlela ezijiyeneyo ezokuphesecuta any opposition ayiqalanga manje, yaqala kudala. Singakhangela ubaba uNkomo ngalesiya sikhathi ekhuluma ngesikhathi kusaphela isikhathi se-independence. Wakhuluma wathi kwenzakala kanjani kathi ukuthi amapholisa kumbe amasosha are-reported to a certain political party. Wazama ukubeka ukuthi yehlukanisani i-political party lamapholisa. Kwehlukaniswe i-political party nama-armed forces. Ubaba uNkomo ngicabanga ukuthi wayekubona ukuthi kwakuvele umthelela lowo usuqalisile. So into lezenzakala eZimbabwe ayisiko ukuthi into eqalisa izolo kumbe ngoba sekule MDC, into yaqalisa kudala. Kusaqala independence. iZANU-PF vele iyakhelwe ku-one party state system. Into vele abangayifuniyo i-opposition. So baya-capture i-judiciary, baya-capture amapolisa, baya-capture i-army, baya-capture almost everything. Angeke akuvume uDoctor, kodwa okwenzakalayo ukuthi yikho okwenzakalayo khona lokho. Uzathola ukuthi ama-judges amaningi, either way you like it or not, uzathola ukuthi ngama-CEOs. Ayabe evele ejaja, automatically bona bayakwazi abafuna uku-achieve. Kuze bahlanyelwe indawo yonke, basebenza ngaleyo ndlela abasebenza ngayo.
Yes, siyabonga umbono wakho. Bese ngayike khatshana bese sibuya ke kubandla lapho leMthwakazi Republic Party. Ungathini ngokuphathwa kwalo? Sibonile izolo kulokutshengisela khona ngapho kwele South Africa. Ungathi kuhamba njani njalo kuyinesele kukhangelele kathesi?
NjengeMthwakazi Republic Party izolo siye satshengisela ePretoria e-embassy yaseZimbabwe. Mhlawumbe abanye bakubonile ke kubo Facebook lapha nakubo Twitter. Apha baphakamile impela abantu bakomthwakazi ngobuningi bawo ama-stakeholders achiyeneyo ahlangana embassy. Abantu bebefika mhlawumbe more than 300 akade belapho ke behlabelela izingoma betshengisela. Kwasekuhanjiswa ama-demands ethu ebesiwaphethe, almost 10 of ama-demands ebesinawo sawasubmitha e-embassy. Abalwa belalela be-embassy bawathatha ama-demands, basayina basala le copy, nathi sahamba le copy, elinye icopy la sala namapholisa i-SAPS ukuthi kube ngufakazi kusasa. So kuma demands ethu ke sishilo uhulumeni ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi kuseyafika u 3 months uhulumeni waseZimbabwe abe ebonisile ukuthatha amanyathelo akhangelelwe kulama demands eziwahambise kuye uhulumeni waseZimbabwe. So kusho ukuthi ke silapha nje njengomntwakazi siqaphile nje silalela ukuthi uhulumeni uyayithatha le ndaba serious noma ke uyayithatha kudedengu nje ayithathe njengento yokudlala.
Yabo ke sakhuluma nawe ke if we can also have Mr. Tifa Dube to weigh in on what Mr. Moyo is saying. Kodwa sisamelele umnumzana Dube ungaqhubeka nje usitshela ukuthi ubona ubandlululo luluningi kakhulu yini olwenziwa ama ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party kumbe kuyafanana nele MDC Alliance lamanye amabandla kumbe lani ungathi kulokuhlukuluza kumbe kulokukhethana ngemihlobo.
Inhlupho zeZimbabwe ziningi kakhulu. Ngoba vele iZimbabwe yayakhelwa one emangeni. Iyakhelwe emangeni kwase kumele ukuthi iqhubeke isakhelwa phezu kwamanga. Kuyikho okubona manje kusenzakala kubo MDC akusiyonto entsha. Yinto ebivele ikhona thina sayibona kudala nje abantu beMathebeleland ngoba indaba zetribalism aziqala ngamanje zaqala kudala. Kodwa ke njengoba uhulumende wakhona lowo vele ebusa yeselesikhathi eside ebusa ucuku lwakhe ayelwenza eMathebeleland useqhubeka elwenza la kumabandla aphikisayo akhona ngale Harare afana labo MGC ende kasoza yekele ukuqhubeka kwenza khona lokho ngaphandle sesimthatha uhulumende lowo simfake kuaccountability akwazi ukuthi abuyele emuva akhangela ukuthi ube senzani 40 years zonke lezi yini aseyakhile engenza ukuthi abantu bebe yination bebambana bebe into eyi-1 uzabona ukuthi uhulumeni akulanto ayenzileyo useqhubeka esakha phezu kwamanga ephila amanga eqhubeka esenziwa zakhe ngamanga. Thina njengabantu beMathebeleland sesifike kuthiwa lokuthi sesiqalise ukuthi sitoyitoye sibonise ukuthi kasivumelani lalokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende ade sigule isikhathi sonke silokhu sathi mhlawumbe uhulumende lo uzathatha i-responsibility alungise kungalinganiswa phakathi kwelizwe kodwa akakwenzi lokho.
Yes, if you could just remind us of your demands, which you gave the embassy.
I was going to pose a question to Mr. Moyo that what are you hoping to achieve from your protest at the embassy? And also, during this time of COVID, did you follow the COVID regulations while you were protesting? Unfortunately, Mr. Difa is not here with us, but if you could just answer that so we can bring up, because I heard you mentioning MDC Alliance and ZANU-PF, I think, so we can bring up the other two guests to also hear what you're saying and we can debate together. If you can just answer that, Mr. Difa is not here currently.
Okay.
All right. Is that this is Lung?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got a problem. Okay. The first question is to do with... can you remind me of the first question?
Yes, what you would like to achieve by... I'm sure even your demands can come in then. And you can briefly summarize what you said before about tribalism, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, basically, our demands that you submitted there at the Zimbabwe Embassy in South Africa are highlighting actually the issues that are affecting the people from Matabeleland. Those demands were submitted by different stakeholders to us based on how they feel over how the government of Zimbabwe is treating them. So by submitting those demands, we are raising an awareness to the government to not that they don't know, but they know exactly what is happening. But for us to actually tell them that we are aware of the things that are happening. And by bringing this to your face practically, we are trying to force them to say, can't you at least take an action and look at what the plight of the people of Matabeleland is all about? Because of all this time, we have been crying and talking and bringing all issues up and down, but it looks like no one is prepared to listen to what the people of Matabeleland are saying. So we have submitted our demands and we expect the government to act upon them. Even on the close from the demands, we stated that we want the government to look at this and consider it and do an investigation and consider the facts that are submitted, how genuine the facts are, and then the government also take a step to look at what they can do based on the demands that were submitted. So basically, the demands were numbering up to nine altogether. I do not have a list just close to me here to state them, but I'll just highlight some of them which I can remember by head. The first demand that I remember there had to do with the issue of Kukurawundi. The government should do away with the current commission that is tasked to look at Kukurawundi issues. And Kukurawundi is an international case, it's a genocide. And we cannot have the commission appointed by Emmerson Mnangagwa to be the one that is going to look at the issue of genocide and report to Mnangagwa as the patron of it, because he is actually a perpetrator of the same genocide. So we are actually demanding that let there be an international commission that looks into the issue of the genocide. And also we looked at the issue of land. The government should actually bring up the audit, land audit, as soon as possible, because there are a lot of gray areas regarding the land, especially in Matabele land. A lot of land grab has been happening, mines, almost resources, everything. We don't know what is happening. We can just see China people coming in. We see different kinds of people, termed investors, coming in and grabbing land, people being pushed out of certain areas. Go that side, this place has been marked for this and this. So we are saying the government must bring an audited statement regarding the issue of land and the issue of the EPOs. What's happening with the issue of the EPOs as well?
I think I'll just punch in there. Right. Yes, thank you for those. I think you have highlighted the land grab and others, because there's something before we go ahead, which we would also like to, the question we would like to pose to Dr. Mavaza, especially you see that Mr. Moyo has raised an issue which Mr. Kurawone also raised, but he's saying that all this which people are now seeing in Matabeleland started long back. It's not just something that has just started now. There's always been violence. It's not just coming now. What can you say about this, Mr. Mavaz?
Okay, thank you so much. The first thing we need to understand is that the Mutwakas, let me talk about Mutwakas first. Mutwakas is a social misfit. It is not fighting for a national interest. It is fighting for a tribal recognition. It wants to divide Zimbabwe. It's a divisionist party. They want to divide Zimbabwe from half of Midlands to Matabeleland into Botswana and up to South Africa. This is not a nationalist thinking, which any party could do. We have people, as we have said before, people like Father Zimbabwe, Dr. Joshua Ngomo, and a number of great heroes from Matabeleland. They were never fighting for Mutwakazi. They were not fighting for a division of the country. They fought for Zimbabwe. What has happened in history? We have to look up, come together as one, and go, move on, march on, move forward as a country. Zimbabwe now does not need people who are pulling it back because of tribal gains and tribal positions. He has raised a good issue, an issue of Kukurawundi. Let it be known, and let it be known now, that during Kukurawundi, that was a time of madness, as Comrade Mugabe had said. And that was a wrong thing, and nobody is supporting Kukurawundi. But remember, everybody suffered in Kukurawundi. People died there. The Belez, Shonas, and any person was there. The dissidents were actually causing a war. Their war was not in the Belez war. Their war was a misguided war for them to overtake the democratically elected government. I have relatives who died during Kukurawundi. If you remember, and if you want to be fair and honest with this issue of Kukurawundi, this is another a day of its own. Remember when this started? It started at Entumbane, where the Zipra forces just started firing guns at the Zandla officers who were not armed during lunch, and hundreds of people died. They were all Shonas who were killed. And when that happened, the youth and the people just moved into the streets of Blawayo. If you could not pronounce and the Ndebele word properly, like the word likanda, meaning an egg, which I can't pronounce properly, if you could not pronounce properly, they would grab you, cut off your tongue, chop off your head, and run in the streets of Blawa shouting that Tatambura Jonge Msipa, we've beheaded a cockerel. And all these things that happened, we need to look at all these. There is no justification for such violence. That was wrong and that was bad. And because of that, we now need to move on. These are bygones. We have looked into the problems. The ZANU-PF tried, Zimbabwe tried, and created even a Ministry of Reconciliation. And reconciliation efforts are underway. And we are saying, let's come together. Let's discuss these problems. Let's discuss whatever we believe could be a marginalization or anything. But let's not divide our country. What do you aim to achieve by dividing
our country? Thank you, Dr. Mabaza. If I can come in here, we'll come back to you. Let's give Mr. Moyo a chance to respond before we go to Mr. Kurawon. Over to you, Mr. Moyo. Okay. What do you say about what has been said?
What doctor has just said, well, I hear him with the issue regarding Kukurawundi. But it's unfortunate that he is not open-minded, especially when it comes to what the people of Matabeleland are saying. I don't think we could just wake up as if we're dreaming and just start mentioning quite a lot of things that are irrelevant and they do not exist. It's not possible. But there is the governing party that has been ruling for the past 40 years. They are saying the Kukurawundi issue was not right. It should not have happened. But what have they done? He's talking of the Commission of Peace and Reconciliation. What has it done? Has they heard the victims of Kukurawundi? Have there been any compensations for those who were affected by the issues of Kukurawundi? Absolutely nothing has been done. But the thing has been buried down during the time of Robert Mugabe. People were quelled for trying to raise the issues of Kukurawundi. Why? And you can look at how the system was created. It was specifically to protect people that perpetrated such things. Look at now, if you look at Kurau Zwane now, he's talking of the members of opposition being bastarded by the same system. Why? It is because these issues were not solved. And it is creating more conflict and more difficulties. What is happening there in Mozambique, you might look at it as if it's a crisis, but it's a crisis that is man-made. It was created by the government who failed to solve social imbalances and issues that affect citizens. At the end of the day, it spills out people taking advantages of anything that comes on their way to solve their problems because the reigning governments are failing to solve the problems that are affecting its people that they are leading. So I don't believe ZANU-PF will be able to solve these problems. They have failed because they are protecting each other, and he's justifying Kukurawundi as he's speaking right now. Why is he justifying it? It's because he's defending the system. So there's nothing much you can discuss with the doctor because he's just defending the system. He's not bringing solutions at all.
Yes, as a way of words, as Columbus in the Valley Mouth, before we come to you, I just wanted to pose a question to Mr. Kurawone that we saw today some members of your party appearing in court. Of course, maybe Mr. Costa Machingau, just case, could say maybe it's I don't know if it's, we can also classify it as political or as personal, because I was talking to Barbara Chanyanywa earlier on, and she was weighing in on Cecilia Chimbiri and Joanna Mamon. They also appeared in court today. We were still pursuing the bail case. And she was also saying Ms. Wongai Thomas' case is not being fairly handled. They should have listened to her indecent assault case instead of, charging her with other cases. Can you really say you believe all these shouldn't be in court, or they should? It should be weighed whether there is a crime or not crime. Are we saying they should not be arrested if police feel they have broken some COVID-19 rules, or if they feel the Butchereiro member of parliament has done something against the law?
Okay. I think you allow me to just pass a comment on what Dr. Mabaza was saying. When he said it was a moment of madness, yes, when he said it was a moment of madness, I'm worried that the madness has persisted to date, and that becomes a problem. If it was a moment of madness long back ago in the time of Kukurawundi, There came also another moment of madness in 2008, June election, when people were killed. Recently, in August 2008, people were killed. In January 2019, people were killed. And it is still a moment of madness. I don't think so. I think it's a deliberate or it's a habit within the Zambia system. It's a habit. And the problem now is that they don't accept. They don't want to accept and apologize and move on. They'll tell you that they're going to be bad gods. Who should call that? Is it a victim or the perpetrator? I think the victim is the one by God's bonds, not the perpetrator. Now, coming to your issue, if you look at the case of Maitome was sexually assaulted at court, and she reported to the police officers who were there. And instead, the one who was arrested. Then it worries us to say what kind of the police or service we have in Zimbabwe, where a person reports a case and instead she becomes a victim. Who was arrested together with Maitome. His case was that he did not follow COVID regulations. And the police were there with him without masks, but arresting someone because they're saying you came to court when during the time of COVID-19, so you broke off that regulation. Is politically motivated. Mask, but arrested him during the time of COVID-19, and therefore Dawu Kusunga. My turn, the same thing. For the years, the only way. And you see, the police service, instead of the police, the police now is victimizing the people. So who then protect the people? No one.
I watch not say that. But network here, I think you might have to refresh Mombo Buddha Mozoka. Network here, Vakura owner is Pina Sufika Shakanaka. I see it's owner, Vandavari Pano Vanyarkan, the Savakuta or Evo Vama Jota Navas. Iwa, Mimi Munenge Murukunya, you see Girana, Nibaturi, Munish Nation, she's Nakunaka. It's a tab by Papo Makomenta thousands, all Pam Sorape, Norondo, Yara, Prince Philip of Vakusha. Vanga vakakosha sei, vacharangarirwa sei nyanyane Zimbabwe. Ukama wanga uripo pakati peZimbabwe neBritain wakanyanyomira sei. Asi mbopindurai zvataurwa nevanyarikani vedu vanga vari pano, vamoyo navakuraone vanga vari kuti aiwa, mimi munenge muri kunyanyotsigirana nebato renyu reZANU-PF, zvokuti muri kukanganwa zvimwe zvinhu zviri kuitika parizvino.
Yeah, the biggest problem we have pana vamoyo navakuraone vari vaviri. Starting with Vamoyo and Mutwakas. Mutwakas seems to believe kuti Zimbabwe iri kutongwa ne one tribe, iri kutongwa ne Shona, ne Machona land. But they are forgetting the history. Yekuti ZANU-PF, it's a mixture, it's a combination of ZAPU and ZANU to come to ZANU-PF. It means in the party of ZANU-PF, we had always had a man from Matabele land as the vice president. A man from Matabele land is the Minister of Home Affairs in charge of the police. A man from Matabele land is in the intelligence section. And a number of men and women from Matabele land in the reins of power in Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe is not under a tribe. It is under the whole nation. Everybody is a portion. So Mtwakazi is not representing the people of Matabele land. It's only some few hardcore tribalists who are calling themselves the political party. And this is an embarrassment. Actually, shame on Mtwakazi. They should come home, create a political party, challenge it, come up and let's see your challenges. Let's not just come and try to fend tribal differences. A country cannot move on tribal differences. And ask Mtwakazi, and ask yourself and all our listeners, why is Mtwakazi wanting a division that they want to rule only the Matabele area? If their mind is not tribal, if their mind is open and it's for all Zimbabweans, why don't they want to become the leaders of the whole country? Why doesn't Tuggers want to participate in elections in Nyanga, in Mutoko, in Uzumba,
if I may come in there so that we can let Mr. Moyo speak, because time is not on our side. So I want to give the other guests also a time to chime in. But Mr. Moyo, there was a question posed by Dr. Maraza. If you can just speak, but please make it brief.
Okay. I hear what Dr. Maraza is saying. We chose to be regional because we saw that the issues that are affecting us as a region are not being attended to. Whether it is the ruling party, whether it's the opposition party, we discover that our issues are not attended to. So I believe there's nothing wrong for us to actually step in and say, we are defending our territory. Yeah, you just need to listen, Mr. Mavas, right? We are defending our territory, right? Because we're seeing that quite a lot of inequalities are actually happening, right? So we stood up and said, all right, we started as a pressure group, right? When we started as a pressure group, we're simply saying, let's defend what belongs to us, because there is a systematic marginalization that is happening within the country, and the government is not addressing this issue. It has been happening for quite a long time. Our people being pushed out of the country. When it comes to opportunities, our people are denied opportunities. Right now, we are talking about Ndebele being a vice president, Ndebele being assigned certain offices. Why should it look like there is a criteria to say Ndebele can only be assigned certain positions within the government system? Why can't it be consensus whereby in Zimbabwe, anyone, as long as they have the capabilities to become a president, they can be a president anywhere? But when it comes to voting system, it is automatic, right? It is automatic. So these things were created by the ruling party, actually started these type of lines. They are the ones who did draw these type of lines. If ZANU-PF did not start these type of lines, we'd be talking of a nation today that is prosperous. But they decided to create type of lines so that they will be able to remain in power for quite a long time. That's why even during the time of ZAPU, they destroyed ZAPU. Why? Because they did not want any opposition. They were crushing opposition parties. And that's exactly what ZANU-PF is doing. ZANU-PF built its systems upon something that is crooked. And this is exactly the cause of the suffering of the people of Zimbabwe. It is because of ZANU-PF who actually started all these tribal lines. If ZANU-PF had created a system that builds a nation, we won't be talking of Mthwakazi Republic Party today. We won't be talking of pressure groups around Matabeleland today, because they're not only the same people that are talking the same thing. There are a lot of pressure groups that are mushrooming almost every day, talking about the same problems that are affecting the people of Matabeleland. But the same ZANU-PF comes in to defend and say, we are tribalist. We become tribalist when we defend tribalism. But they're not the ones who created tribalism. They're not the ones who studied tribalism. We were marginalized. We were beaten down on tribal lines. And then when we stand up to defend ourselves, we are called to tribalists. It's unfair.
Thank you there, Mr. Moyo. Let me give a chance to Mr. Difa Dube, and then I'm going to bring Standakile up. But before we go to Mr. Difa, Mr. Maraza, I know you're itching to answer on a political angle some of the accusations or some of the comments that were made by Mr. Moyo. But I'm going to ask you to just do that briefly and then come back and talk about the death of Prince Philip and what it means before I bring up Star.
Thank you. Just quickly, Mr. Moyo, you need to understand, when we speak of Matabeleland, we are not speaking of Ndebele's only. We are speaking of people in Matabeleland. Let me tell you one thing. You can go and research. Every person who has a surname of an animal like Ndlovu, Moyo, Dube, they are not Ndebele's. They are not Ndebele's at all. They are the people from Mashonaland who were raided during the time of Lobengula, and they had to use their totems as their surnames. You are actually, that's what I can tell you, we are one. Matabele's people and the Tshona people, we are one from the same people, from the same ground. We cannot divide our country over a tribe, and that is wrong. And again, we did not say, or neither did I say, a vice president is Ndebele. No. There is a vice president from Matabeleland. It could be anybody from there. It's not put aside for Ndebele. And again, a person to become a president is not appointed. He's voted by the people. So anybody from Matabeleland can come and contest to be a president. And we go to elections. You can lose or win. But there is no seat which is set aside for the tribe. And this idea of tribalizing Zimbabwe by Umtuakazi must go away. It is horrible.
Yeah, I think
anyway, let me talk about England, about the death of His Royal Highness Prince Philip.
Yes.
To start with, it's Prince Philip was 99. He would have turned 100 in June. The sad thing is that there is a system here in England where any person who reaches the century of his life, who becomes 100, is given an honor and a token by the Queen, just an honor to honor our their old people and their aged. So it was going to be a very emotional moment if the Queen was to honor her own husband with that token certificate of turning 100. It's said on that fact. But however, on a greater chance, the people of the United Kingdom, they are people who love their culture and they love their royal family. The comments I am seeing now, actually, I am less than a kilometer from...
Your network there is playing up, Dr. Mabaza, so I'm going to just give Star a chance to speak to Difa, who's also in the United Kingdom, to just tell us, you know, what they are seeing on the ground over there. Over to you, Star.
Mnumzana Velile Moses, we are going to see Nimswe Ekulume Ebu was a system of Uti, Gungani, good tripal. Oh, I said, Tassi Sela. Now look at the Sibus of Chum, Nimsana, I'm going to smoke Paunjani. Uti got a vele is the Savan Chagas, the Sassin Jani, such Sibelesi Kona in.
All right. We're talking about the issue of the boundaries. So I was simply saying, mainly what we are honored by the colonialists, right? So that's what makes Zimbabwe today, what makes different countries today. But initially, there were some boundaries that were actually saying Zimbabwe, the issue of Matabeleland. If you look at the maps from long time ago, geographically, you'll see that there was Matabeleland and there was Mashonaland. These were two different states altogether that were neighbors. And then if we look at it from the side of Matabeleland, way before Mzilikazi arrived in Matabeleland, you know, there was Abu Mambo. Doctor mentioned the issue that we are Shona as well. This is a history that we can actually look at it and go deeper into it. But in simple terms, we discover that nations were being built during that time, that era, whereby people, there were some conquests that were happening here and there, and then nations were built and so on. Right, and then until the time of the colonial era, whereby we are now what we are because we had borders imposed on us. We all know that there was some signing of the borders. Yes.
The Mtongas state existed before.
Stop. I'm sorry, but
yes,
Mtongas state seconds, and then go to Mr. Dube.
All right.
Unfortunately, it's not soccer, so we don't have extra time, but.
Yabonge sithanda ukubonga ke abahlonitsha ke abasixhasileyo namhla kuhlelo lwethu besilo umnumzana Difa Dube isizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala kwele Bhithani ke yena la ophathe zombusazwe wasitshela njalo sibona nangokutshona kuka Duke of Edinburgh uPrince Philip inkosana yakhonale phela umyeni wendlovukazi uQueen Elizabeth owakhonale eBhithani njalo sibonga uVelile Moyo weMthwakazi Republic Coffee laye.
Yes, I would also like to thank Godfrey Kurawone of MBC Alliance for sharing his views, and also Dr. Simba Mabaza of ZANU-PF for sharing his views today on the program. But we'd like to thank all those that were live streaming with us, but this is a pre-recorded program, so some of the figures you may hear when you do watch it may have changed. You have a very good weekend. I'm Marvelous Mtanga Nyahuye in Washington.
Lami, Usthandekile Mhlanga, sithi sidibane njalo kwezinye inhlelo zethu.